Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It starts in your heart that you get up and say, God, everything I have, my body, my money, anything is yours to build this kingdom with, Lord. Use me. Let me have a part. Let me help. Show me what I can do to build this kingdom. And if you got a heart for it, he'll use you. Amen. He'll show you. But if you don't care to know it, if you just want to be comfortable and watch TV or fish or whatever, and that's all you want to do, then you'll live out your few little days and it'll be up and you'll die. And if you're saved, you'll go to be with Jesus, but you won't have rewards. Did you hear me? And you won't be known for these things. You won't be a part of them. Now, what he said, he'll be saved, but so is by fire. In other words, the fire will consume all the stuff that was done in the flesh. Nope. You and I are kingdom builders, working on this building. Go to the book of Acts. Let me read some of these to you, and I think we can wrap this up pretty quick. Thank you, Lord. Don't get in fear over wasting your life. Don't get in fear on not being able to do anything. Just do what you know. Simple. Do what you know. Do what's available to you. Just do what's available to you. Do what you know. Do it with all your heart. Do it with all your might. Do it as unto the Lord. And if you do, he'll increase you. He'll increase you. How many can testify? If you just do everything you know to do, he'll increase you. Look here. Look at all these hands. I can say I could raise both feet if I could. I mean, when Phyllis and I first started out, we weren't making an impact on anybody's life. I'm going to say, yeah, but you're called to the ministry. So are you. Well, I'm not a preacher. You don't have to be a preacher. All of us are called to build the kingdom, build the church. It's humorous to me that people will come and say, Brother Keith, I feel like I got a call on my life. You want to say, you didn't know? Everybody has a call on their life. But we're still dealing with that old traditional religious thing that there's a handful of people that's called to the ministry, preachers, and everybody else just pretty much does what they want to, and as long as they believe God, they go to heaven, and that's all that counts. No, no, no! We're all called to build this church, not just this local thing, the church. We're called. All of us are called. All of us are called. Use what you got. Use your knowledge. Use your days. Use your time. Use your resources to build up the church. Who is the church? We're the church. And everybody that'll come in and get saved, they're the church. We're the church. Thanks be unto God. Acts. Second chapter. Let me read these to you. What's God interested in doing? What's the devil interested in doing? Tearing the church down. Is there anything more important going on in the earth, on the planet? No. The book of Acts is the account and record of the beginnings of the church. You and I are still writing the book of Acts, because the church is still going on, still being built. Well, how was it working in the beginning days? Look in Acts 2. Acts 2, you know, they all got filled on the day of Pentecost. He preached to them. People got saved. Things are happening. They're increasing. Verse 47, the end of the chapter 2, they were praising God and they had favor with all the people. And the Lord what?
Added
to the church what? Come on, say that word. Daily, such as should be saved. What's he doing? These people are getting saved daily. What's happening to the church? It's being built on. Living stones are being sealed into the building. It's being built up. It's being added. It's being increased. Does this please the Lord?
Yes.
He added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Can this happen with us?
Yes.
Can we be getting daily salvations? Hmm? It should be happening on many fronts. It should be happening with you being a witness, and any time and every time the Lord would allow you an opportunity to lead somebody to the Lord, to pray with them, to get them and bring them to church, that should be happening. And the bigger we are, if that's happening all through us, that could be thousands right away, couldn't it? If just half of us met somebody and was able to lead them to the Lord, I mean, how many is that? But then services can be going on. And we have the ability with the internet and TV for this just to be going on all the time, don't we? Could people be being added to the church daily through this arm of the church? And the Lord's leading us to go out and do other meetings that could be such that would be more conducive to more lost people coming in and more evangelistic type thrust, as well as building up the saints. Could it come to pass in short order that daily the Lord's adding to the church through this arm? Skip on down to the sixth chapter. Acts 6 and verse 7. Acts 6, 7. What does it say? And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests, religious folks, were obedient to the faith and got saved. You know, much better than criticizing religious people is getting them saved. People want to fuss with us about healing. Much better is them just come on and get in with us. If we'd walk in love and be sweet. People look at you and go, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff. You just smile and go, yeah, I think you will. Let's go to lunch. Let me buy you lunch. Huh? Let's do this. Let's do that. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in that healing stuff. I don't believe in you. Smile and go, okay. But I think you will. I think you will. Come on, let's go do this. Fellowship and love, not being pushy, not being mean, not being hard-hearted and hard-headed. Hmm? Get them on in with us. Get them on in with us. Come on in. Water's fine. Acts 9. Got a couple more of these. Can you take them? Yes. Acts 9. What was happening in the church? Increase. God's building his church. He's increasing his church. Acts 9 and 31. Acts 9, 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and they were what? What does that mean? They were built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. They were what? They were multiplied. Somebody say built up. Increased. Added to. Multiplied. Skip down to the 16th chapter. Well, drop by 15 while you're there. You go right by it. 15:41. 1541, he, Paul and Silas, they went through Syria and Cilicia doing what? King James says confirming the churches. The Amplified says they were establishing and strengthening the churches. Another way of saying edified. Built up, strengthened. If you get stronger, isn't that increase? You're stronger than you were. That's more strength. Increase. Go to the 16th chapter. 16 and 5. 16:5. And so were the churches established in the faith. And they what? Increased in number daily. There it is again. I think we should put this in our confessions. Don't you? I think we should confess that the church is added to daily. 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 And we're not just talking about Faith Life Church here in Branson. We're talking about the church. The church. And people could get saved through this ministry and become a part of other churches all over the world. But we're interested in the church being built, being edified. Now read that again. Read it out loud to me again. What was happening? The churches were what? They were established in the faith. That was first. Can you see that? That was first. The Lord's been doing that. He planted this church here in Branson. You know what He's been doing with you and me for the last 4 years? Establishing us in some faith. What comes next? Huh? The churches were increased in number daily. Man, I like that. This is the Bible, friends. Increased in number daily. Daily. Well, if you're increased in number, it's going to take bigger buildings and, right? And bigger utility bills and more TV stations and bigger internet bills and bigger word supply bills. And come on, y'all are not happy about this enough. Huh? Right? But it's not a problem. Because everybody that's been there is just getting increased more every year. And now we got a lot of new people with us too. And they're getting increased. And the church, the house of the Lord, the building of the Lord is just growing. Building. Hallelujah. Floor after floor after floor. Building, increasing, edifying up to heaven. Full of living stones, washed by the blood. Not just people waiting till they can get out of this life to go to heaven. People who know God, who are filled with the Spirit, who are enjoying victorious life in Him, who are enjoying their families and enjoying their friends and being witness to other people and have enough resources to help other people. Somebody say increase. Don't you believe the devil's lie that some way or another in the will of God, you're supposed to stay the same and it's okay for you to decrease in any good thing or any good area. No, God's will is increase. Are you getting this in your spirit? Increase. And you need to get to the point where you just won't have anything else. If you look at an area and you've gone down in it, you just say, oh no, I'm not having that. We're not going down. And we're not staying the same. Amen. We're increasing. Amen. Increasing in every good thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.